The Broncos add another pass rusher to the mix, taking Bradley Chubb, fifth overall. Steve Atwater, Phil Milani here. Steve, what did you think about the pick?
Extremely happy about the pick. He's definitely the best player on the board with that number five pick. A young man that's going to come in and do a lot to help that pass rush.
A lot of people thought Chubb might have been the best overall player in this draft. What do you think about the pass rush?
Well, I think it's certainly going to help. He's an amazing pass rusher. He has a motor that doesn't stop. And this is really just going to increase the level of our pass rush. I know Von Miller's got to be extremely happy by social media.
We saw that video.
Amazing video, yeah.
Von certainly happy. Broncos really getting back to that formula that helped them win the Super Bowl in 2015. Steve, looking ahead to day two, where do you think they're trying to target?
Well, with the departure of C.J. Anderson, I would imagine we're going to address the running back position. Ronald Jones from USC, he's still out there. Also, Nick Chubb is still out there from University of Georgia, so still got some options there. But also the wide receiver position, slot receiver, got Cortland Sutton from SMU still on the board. So a lot of options still out there for us to make some improvements.
Could be Bradley Chubb and Nick Chubb, huh?
Exactly. Two Chubbs.
Exactly. Also, Will Hernandez, he was a big star there at the Senior Bowl. Broncos could look to go to guard there. Steve, you're going to be making that pick, announcing it. What do you think about it? Are you nervous a little bit?
No, I'm not really nervous. That doesn't take a lot of nerves to get up there and just read off the card, and they explain to us, you know, exactly how to pronounce the name. So it should be a piece of cake, and hopefully we'll get a difference maker with that number 40 pick.
You've done that before, right?
Yeah, done it a couple of years ago. Very, very fun. Very fun experience. I get a chance to, you know, chop it up with the commissioner and also get to meet the draft pick right as he's announced. So
yeah,
very cool.
Going to be hard to follow up Austin, though, from day one, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It'll be real tough.
All right, that's going to do it from a very busy day one here at AT&T Stadium. For Steve Atwater, I'm Phil Milani.